Well, Sheriff, thanks for being here with us today.
Not a problem.
Reg Bri is about 3 weeks away. Yeah, 3 weeks away now. We're here talking today just kind of about the Reg Bri route in rural Marion County, when it comes into and when it leaves Knoxville, what to know, what to do for commuters and that sort of thing. The day of the 24th, they're coming from Des Moines, and there are two things that commuters probably need to know about: where the bikes are coming, first of all, and the support vehicles. We'll start with the bikes, and the route has them coming in down Highway 14 south from Monroe. What's your recommendation on that day? Should motorists just pretty much try to avoid Highway 14 at all costs?
Definitely. If you can take any alternate routes that day, it's definitely going to save both the person in the vehicle time on trying to get places, and also it's going to be safer for the bicyclists. Throughout, we realize that, coming down Highway 14, there are a lot of gravel road intersections. We have G28 and G40 that meet there, and we're going to have officers staged at different intersections throughout that route. But if there's a way to turn around and take an alternate route to get to that destination, we highly recommend it.
And in terms of the bridge, what is the plan over the mile-long bridge for bicyclists? Is there any separation? What's going to be going on there?
Actually, early on in the planning sessions, we had it divided out into three separate lanes. After consulting with the Iowa State Patrol and how they've done Reg Bri up at the mile-long bridge at Sailorville and different things, they recommended to keep it open for both vehicular and bicycle traffic. Obviously, a narrow lane there, it's about 33 feet across, and so there has to be a lot more caution when a semi's going northbound or somebody's going southbound, and then you have bicyclists along there. We obviously don't want the bicyclists stopping on the bridge. We want them to continue across it. If it's something to take a quick picture or what, that's one thing. But if they're going to try to gather, we're going to have staff moving people off of the bridge. We've also, I mentioned the semis there, whether it be northbound or southbound, we've made calls to the different businesses and encouraged those trucking companies and things to take alternate routes, just like we are the regular small vehicular traffic, to try to ease that congestion.
And the plan is to keep regular rules of traffic, right? Just the bikes will stay on the right-hand side of the road. So northbound traffic, while they may have to slow down, they shouldn't be as impeded as anyone coming south.
That's definitely correct. Obviously, we just want people to use caution. We want it to be an enjoyable event for everybody, not only our visitors that are on the bicyclists and their support vehicles, but the locals too. Anytime when you have this many people coming into town for the economic sides of it, there's definitely some benefits that go along with it, but people have to just realize it's going to take a little extra time to get to where they want to get to.
And something else people may need to be aware of, maybe if they're coming in from Pleasantville or something early that morning to Knoxville, support vehicles tend to get in very early, and they'll be coming down South Highway 5 there on early Wednesday morning. So you might run into some slow traffic there, it sounds like.
Yeah, definitely. And there's going to be support vehicles coming down and the buses. Obviously, when we have the bus traffic in different areas, whether it be here in Knoxville or even, there's going to be a bus traffic over in Pella on the second day. And people have to be just conscious of that and knowing that a lot of times those bus drivers can't turn on a dime or different things. So just watch out for them.
On day two, can you explain the route that the bicyclists are taking through Marion County?
On day two, when they leave here, they're going to go up T-15. They'll leave, actually, once they come out of Knoxville here, they'll come out up to 7th Street and then out on Pleasant, which turns into the old Pella Road, over to T-15. They'll take T-15, obviously, all the way up across the dam to Idaho Drive and then in through Pella. Once they do their tour out of Pella, they'll come southbound on T-17, or the old elevator road, and take T-17 all the way down across New 92, Old 92, clear down to Highway 5. They'll hop onto Highway 5 just for a short bit there. And then actually, once they get down there, they'll take G-71 on into Bussey.
And then out of Bussey into Mahaska County after that.
That is correct, yep.
So if you use that road, different parts will probably be busier at different times of the day too. So it's something really awareness and that sort of thing, making sure you're taking precautions.
Definitely. On the first day, once from Monroe to Knoxville, hopefully by that the bicycle traffic is spread out a little bit more after leaving to Des Moines. But on the second day, when they leave Knoxville here, people have to realize a lot of those bicyclists try to leave, 6 to 8 in the morning type of a thing. And the old Pella Road and T-15 between Knoxville and Pella is going to be very, very, very busy. Once the bicyclists kind of get spread out a little bit more, I mean, by the time they get down to Bussey, I'm sure that line of bicycles is going to be a lot longer, but you won't have quite the congestion. I've also advised my officers and different things that working at the intersections, there has to be that compromise. I don't want somebody sitting in a vehicle at an intersection for 20 minutes trying to wait to get out to get to their destinations where it is. And that being said, too, I mean, sometimes the bicycles have to stop. The vehicular traffic or what, when they're waiting, they also have to realize that it's not going to be as quick as what it used to be. And so we want to have that balance where we get the vehicular traffic out onto the roads, but still allow the bicycles to have a flow of traffic also.
Something going on during these days too, we know we've always talked about the vendors within the cities of Knoxville and Pella, but there will be some roadside vendors out in the rural parts of the county. It sounds like the supervisors have kind of given their approval for that. These people should have at least gone through the proper process and they're licensed for this.
That's correct. I mean, obviously, Missy Poffenberger has been doing a very good job working with the Board of Supervisors and different things. Granted, there's going to be a lot of lemonade stands and different things along there. There might be some of the larger vendors. If it becomes a traffic issue or a safety hazard and stuff, we want people to call. But on the other hand, they have to realize that for those 2 days, there are going to be small vendors popping up in different places. And that's part of the experience, especially those small lemonade stands for the kids.
Any advice for anyone that lives on the routes at all in terms of getting in and out, what they should be prepared for, that sort of thing?
The RagBri group themselves, the local committees around here have done a fabulous job on sending out letters and different people to along the route to just kind of let them know what the expectations are. On that, anybody that's along that route, we want them to enjoy the day and different things, but we also just want them to have patience, I mean, and realize that, yeah, they might not want 10,000 bicyclists in front of their house that day, but they'll be here and gone before we know it.
All right, is there anything else you'd like to add today, Sheriff?
No, I just think it's something that I want to commend. I mean, all the different committees and the different groups and things with RagBri. We've had numerous meetings out here at the Sheriff's Office, and whether it be the DOT or the State Patrol or the local city police departments, county conservation boards, even just the Chamber of Commerce here in Knoxville and different things have done a fabulous job on trying to get ready for this event. And I think it'll be a good deal.